Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and on Tuesday, May 25th, the Texans took part in OTA number 6. Head coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media after practice and had this to say.
James Casey's not here today. He and his wife is having a baby as we speak, so wishing him well. They thought it was going to happen yesterday. It didn't, so hopefully it happens today and everything's okay.
Gary, what are your expectations for Molden now, third year out?
You know, I tell you what, they grow every day, Mark. Today we were in stretch, and I called Frank over, and I said, you know, I'm really impressed with how far he's coming. He's a very talented young player that's had a hard time staying on the field. If he can stay healthy, he's got a chance to be a dang good football player. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, our whole back end is just young, hungry guys trying to make in this league, and he's right in the middle of them, so we'll see what happens.
Darian Foster picked up where he left off from the end of last season.
Yeah, he's better. He's better than he was when he left us, Bob. He's more professional. He knows what he's doing, getting a great opportunity. You know, he's lining up with the one, so we'll see. But he's much more better about his work and the way he goes about his business every day.
He came into the season last year with kind of a chip on his shoulder because he wasn't drafted. Yeah. Is that chip sort of still there? And if so, is that beneficial?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that chip being there, but there comes a point where everybody's just wanting to see you do your job. And I think that started to take over last year with him. I mean, he knows this league strictly about production. If you're doing it, you're going to play. And he's a quiet kid, doesn't say a whole lot, but doesn't make mistakes, and you know, just needs to keep going. But he's better in everything he's doing.
You've drafted a number of corners over the last 2 years. How much does that affect what Molden's situation?
Well, I just think it's been an issue with our team, you know, and we had young guys step up and play really well for us last year. David has a lot of confidence in coaching young players and getting them to do the right thing. So Molden's still a young player. I mean, it's a wide open back end. You know, we got two guys that are lining up as starters right now, but it's a wide open, and you know, it's going to be very competitive.
Can you talk about Pollard, what he was able to do last year, Bernard Pollard, and how he's kind of progressed this offseason?
Obviously came in and added a kind of an attitude to our defense in a lot of ways, the way he plays the game. Bernard has a lot of fun, likes to talk at practice and stuff, but he does his job, and that's you can be however you want to be as long as you're doing your job in this business. So he handles his stuff and works very hard.
You mentioned he's becoming a leader in that secondary this offseason.
Yeah, well, he's the old guy in the group, and he's not that old. You know, he's still a young player. So those guys look to him. He knows what's going on. He's played for David before, and he kind of sets a tone for what we're doing back there.
Also chatting with reporters afterwards was safety Bernard Pollard. He talked about leadership, the changes on the defense, and much, much more.
What are your thoughts on some of the young guys in the secondary, like first-round pick and Quinn and some other guys like that, how they're developing?
You know what? Everybody's they're working hard. They really are. They're working their butts off. And, you know, obviously, you know, somebody got some shoes to fill with Dante being gone. And the rookie, he's learning. He really is. He's learning. But, you know, I think he's going to be a really, really good player once he gets everything down. I mean, obviously, Coach Gibbs, you know, this the NFL is very different from college. And, you know, Gibbs is doing a great job with him. And I just want to keep, you know, if I can keep, you know, my services, you know, just to be able to pour into him, because, you know, I mean, I'm not an old vet, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I can pour some things in, because I've learned a lot, you know, in 4 years. And obviously, you know, my fourth year, it just kind of just took off for me. And, you know, I want to keep things like that. I want to get better every year after, the, you know, this past season. I want to get better every year.
Is there any specific advice you've given to the young guys?
Well, it's just everybody showing up and being that dedicated person in the classroom and just knowing this is a job now. This is, you don't have class, you don't got to deal with roommates, you don't got to deal with you know people outside of this, you know, as far as campus, but you know, this is a job, and you got to take advantage of everything. You know, every time you step on this field, you know, this is your job, and you know, somebody always trying to take your job, and you know, I think they're going to learn, you know, they're going to learn quickly, because you know, we got to win now. We don't have time to wait. We can't wait, you know. So, you know, that's just the only advice that, you know, I can really give. And then, I mean, as far as plays or whatever else, but, you know, their athletic talent's got to take over at some point.
We appreciate you checking out this Texans Today podcast. Want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.